Blog Talk Radio.
Carry out the work of the Lord. And we're grateful for that. We just honor God. We thank God for, amen, your leaders, amen, whom God has placed over you, your life, amen, to your family, amen, to shepherd you, to lead you, to guide you, even to counsel you. Amen. How many know along this way we all need instruction and we all need counseling? But thank God, amen, for, amen, the people of God and the leaders that God has given unto us. Amen. Thank God for my leaders. Amen. We yet praying their strength in the Lord, that God will evermore continue to bless them. Amen. That they may be, amen, an example to the believers in word, deed, and conversation. Glory be to God. Amen. God is good, and he's yet worthy to be praised. Amen. We thank you once again for your patience. Amen, as we're trying to get this night started, amen, get things together, amen. But how many know, amen, when God is in the building, souls are saved. When God is in the building, amen, deliverance can be made. And we know tonight that God, he's in the building. Amen, he was already there when we got on the line. The Lord was already present. Amen, so we just give God glory, we give God praise. Amen. We welcome you as you're coming on in. Amen. To the Prayer News Network. Amen. We welcome each and every one of you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. So we just praise God for all things. Amen. And we want to see, amen, if our, amen, our host, amen, Vance Bradley, amen, if she's in position, if, amen, prepared, amen, ready, amen, to resume, amen, amen, on the prayer line tonight. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you.
God bless you.
The recording has started.
God bless you on tonight, people of God. Thank you so much, Minister Emmanuel. Amen. For catching the line for us there. Amen. Seems like all systems, amen, tried to go blank on us. Amen. But nevertheless, we got the victory. Amen. We got the victory anyhow. And by this, people of God, we must know, amen, that the enemy don't want this word to go forth on tonight. Glory be to God. But let me tell you something. God has already made a way. Provision has already been made. And so we're grateful tonight. We're so grateful. Again, grateful for everyone coming in on tonight. Grateful for all of our listeners who are listening by radio, those that are listening by Facebook, those that are listening by podcast. We thank God for you. Those that are dialing in on the platform tonight, we thank God for you on tonight. We're so grateful, amen, for all that the Lord has done. Truly, people of God, we know, amen, that the world is in trouble, amen, on tonight. Glory to God. We don't have to ask anybody. Glory to God, all we have to do is open our eyes to see, amen. But we thank God that even throughout the course of time, the Lord has always had a prophet, though. The Lord has always had, amen, men and women of God, amen, that can see, amen, and articulate to the people, amen, the heart and the mind of God, amen. Someone who can see much further than we can see. Glory to God, so that we can be prepared. Glory to God for impending changes, impending dangers. Glory to God, someone that can help us to be prepared and help us to get in line and walk in line with the divine order of God. Amen. So we thank God on tonight, glory to God, that, amen, the Lord has brought forth a young man of God. Amen. Love the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Full of wisdom. Glory to God. Full of wisdom, full of word, full of knowledge. Glory to God. And brought forth a young man of God that will share with us on tonight. We ask you to go ahead, people of God, and continue to invite someone Lord God, invite someone to the line. We realize the Facebook line, amen, there are a lot of listeners there. Go ahead and tag someone in your messenger on tonight. Tag someone, get them prepared. People of God, get them prepared on tonight, amen. Jesus, glory to God, as we prepare for the word, we certainly intended to start much earlier, and we're going to be here for 5 days or however long the Lord says, amen. So this was just an exception, amen. But tomorrow night and the night going forward, glory to God, we will be releasing the line a lot earlier because we want to hear all that the Lord says, and we're very cognizant of our international listeners, amen, many 5 hours ahead of us. So they're here in the wee hours of the night, amen, or wee hours of the morning listening to what the Lord would have to say, amen, glory to God. But we just want to have a word of prayer, amen, on tonight, and then we're going to turn it over, amen, to the woman of God who's going to introduce the man of God on tonight. We do ask you, people of God, go ahead and get your pen and your pencils ready. Get them ready now because there's a lot of information that's getting ready to be shared, and we don't want you to miss anything. So get your pen, get your pencils, amen, your paper, get ready, amen, for all that the Lord has for us on tonight, amen. Glory to God. Now, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise tonight. We bless you. We honor and we glorify you. We glorify you for your goodness. We glorify you for your grace. We glorify you, oh God, on tonight for your loving kindness and your tender mercies towards your people. Father, we bless you tonight, glory to God, where as we come tonight, entering into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, we come on tonight with a praise on our lips. We're coming on tonight with expectancy, oh God, looking unto you, for you are our help. And we're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, thanking you in advance for the word that you prepared for us, your people. We thank you tonight, glory to God. Let none of this word slip. Father, we're asking you on tonight to look upon us. We're asking that you would create in us, oh God, a clean heart, renew a right Jesus. We pray on tonight a right spirit, a spirit of truth. Glory be to God. We ask you on tonight to let thine will be done in us, as it is, glory to God, in heaven. Let thy will, your perfect will be done. And Father, we thank you now for the word. Thank you for this preparedness, glory to God, that will give us the ability to be prepared and survive and come through these times that are before us. Father, we thank you unto that you've not left us without a word. Glory be to God. You've not left us without a word. And Father, please, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We receive now, glory be to God, all that you have for us. In that precious name, Jesus, we're asking that you hide us behind your cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, and we shall be covered. Father, hide us, and we shall be hid. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. In that precious name, Jesus, glory to God, in every heart on tonight, say amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Again, people of God, we're so grateful, glory to God, for, amen, the man of God, that the Lord has graced this PNN with, amen, Jesus. He is a prophet. Glory be to God. And tonight, without further ado, glory be to God, we're going to ask, amen, the woman of God, amen, to come, amen, amen, on the platform side and introduce, amen, the man of God. Glory to God, prophetess Tasha Afli, if you would please, glory to God, come and introduce our speaker for tonight. You have the platform. Just press *6, press *6, and come over to the platform side. There.
Amen. Glory to God.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
Okay. Glory to God. Good evening, all. So, again, I'm Prophetess Natasha, and I'm here to introduce my my leadership. Prophet Apostle has been appointed by God to bring a struggling nation to a victory through the Word of God. This Florida native serves the body of Christ through a fivefold ministry function, reconciling sinners to God and equip the believers to the powerful knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Dr. Postel shares divine revelation of scriptural truth and life teaching with simplicity and preaching with power. The anointing that rests upon the submitted vessel sent him forth to break yokes and destroy the words of the devil. Prophet Postel provides a balanced ear for real life issues. He uses small groups and individual ministries to tear down illegal strongholds through the anointed spiritual counsel. Dr. Postel's ear is keen to the voice of the Lord, allowing him to discern the tricks of the enemy and to facilitate a godly understanding of how to live an abundant life in Christ Jesus. Dr. Postel released his first book, May 30th, 2011, and this book was entitled Prayers to Alter Your Life, The Introduction. It was no less than a month later, this powerful anointed book became an international book of demand. Less than a year's time, Prayers to Alter Your Life, The Introduction began to break religious barriers, and it was even introduced to countries of the Muslim religion. This is a major accomplishment for Dr. Postel as he began to release five more titles that received some testimonies of deliverance, breakthroughs, an invocation from the New Eden International Ministry School of Provo. It was just a month later that Dr. Lewis invited Dr. Postel to take the position as Dean of Education for the New Eden International Ministry School of Ministry. Although the man of God has achieved many accomplishments, he is just that, a man of God. One who will not compromise the word of God for the approval of man, but he only seeks the approval of God. So tonight I introduce you to a true servant in the earth and who truly and wholeheartedly loves the Lord, Prophet Virgil Postel.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord, everybody. Bless the Lord, everybody. You can mute again, Tasha. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Thank God for that introduction. Thank God for Minister Bradley on tonight. Thank God for all of you. We thank God for our celestial intercessor on tonight. We give God praise and honor for what he's doing and what he's getting ready to do in all of our lives. How many of you are glad to be in the place where God can bless you and give you what you need from his throne? Amen. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We're going to get into prayer on tonight as we start the night one of end time survivalism. End time survivalism. Amen. Father, we thank you, O God, for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority. God, we give you praise even now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you in this place, God, that you will rest over us, O God, and that you will breathe into us. God, we thank you now for this day that we have had, oh God, thus far. We praise you now, God, because you've given us life. You've kept us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And God, we pray even now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would bind the will of the enemy on today and bring his works to naught. Now, we pray, God, for hearts, oh God, listening ears, oh God, that you would help us understand, oh Father. Take us beyond the mystery, God, of what we see. God, reveal the mysteries of repentance and the word of God unto us, oh God. Let it be unfolded in Jesus' mighty name. Tonight, God, we yield ourselves unto you and you alone. And God, we give you praise right now. For God, the victory belongs to you. And no matter what we're facing and no matter what we're encountering, the blood prevails over our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said amen and thank God on tonight. Amen. Once again, we give God honor and praise for everyone in their respectful places. We give God honor and thanks and praise our celestial intercessor, Apostle S.D. James. We thank God for all those who have gone on, amen, that are interceding for us, amen, in the name of Jesus. We also thank God for the host of this line again, and we thank God for all of you wonderful people on tonight. If I can get somebody to read for me, that will be excellent. Amen. So Minister Bradley is with us, or if anybody, Minister Emmanuel, somebody can read for me. Amen. We'll be coming from Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2 on tonight. Revelation chapter 2. And verse 7.
You said Revelation 2:7?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear,
yes, ma'am,
let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
Amen. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 through 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 4.
Second Corinthians 4, and those scriptures again, man.
3 through 4.
2 Corinthians 4:3-7. Mm-hmm.
3 through 4.
Amen. Glory to God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Amen. We thank God for the reading of this word on tonight. Amen. So tonight we will deal with some things that we already see that's going on in our world. And I'm going to take you back 4 years. So those of you that can and will, bear with me for a moment as we go back 4 years from now. Go back just to the last 4 years. And I want you to see something. In the last 4 years, so the last 4 years, you know who the president was, or who the clown was, amen. But we also know that there were things that took place in those 4 years. And out of those 4 years came a spiraling effect of some things that are now in motion right now. So to understand where we are, we got to understand how we got here. And then once we find out how we got here, we'll understand how we're going to get out of this place. Because before COVID, there were things that shipped into place like a domino effect before COVID even came. And so you got to understand that COVID was a piece of the puzzle. And because it was a piece of the puzzle, that means that there's another piece. If you notice, among these 4 years, there's been a whole lot going down with us. Oh, my God, could you read Revelation chapter 6 and verse 8 for me? Revelation 6 and 8.
Yeah.
Because, go ahead.
Revelation 6 and 8. And I looked,
mm-hmm,
and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth.
All right. 4 years ago, we entered into a phase of where the foothold of America's stability and its relationships with trade was on shaky ground because of international import and export taxes, back taxes, port costs to tax trade coming in to our country. Now, a part of the functionality of government and nation is that they function off of trade. And because they function off of trade, they function off of everybody's trading goods. So papayas and mangoes and oranges and all these things will come from another country, even though we grow them like crazy here. I got oranges right behind the tabernacle. And we can go right there and pull it off the tree. But if you go in the store, these oranges now come from Mexico. Some of them come from South America. Fruit, exotic fruit, come from other countries. Rice come from China. So we have all this trade going on in the world. And because we have the trade going on in the world, everybody's fighting to get the best rate. So we had the last president to us draw a line in the sand and hinder import and export trade under traditional rates, which caused a transatlantic trade war. And it turned out to be more than just a transatlantic trade war because he upset key players all the way across the board into the UN Council, all the way down to Geneva. Even though the whole plan to put America first and make America first was ideal, however, it damaged relationships and many nations withdrew and pulled back. So you already have the slow rate. So if you paid attention, the issues that we're having now didn't start now. They started last year and the year before that. Farmers could not sell their crops. They were giving away truckloads of food in 2020 and the year before that. And so because they could not import or export, because the things that they need to fertilize, things they need to make soil-based, it was expensive. And there was an embargo, a hindrance in the water. And so it all boiled down to two countries who went to war in the sea, an economical battle in the sea, known as the Transatlantic Trade War. And that was between the dragon and the eagle, China and the United States of America. And they raised the rate of the VAT cost continually, causing a spike one level to the next level to the next level. And eventually, Xi Jinping started raising his rates, and it became a rate-raising fiasco. But in all time, while this is going on, the farmers were getting hurt. So you can't grow food that we sold, what, in our grocery stores, exported out of the country, and those that were sold in our local farmers' markets. So we didn't have the ability to what? Gain access to grocery as you was a farmer. So because you were a farmer, you had all these crops that could not go anywhere. And so before the crops were going to waste, it started to what? Give it away. They had so much food in fields, they said, just come get it. Here in Florida, there was a farmer, had so many acres of crops. He said, tell the people if they want it to come get it. We can't do nothing with it. Get what they want. Farm shares were loaded with food because it was no longer a transatlantic trade shipment that it was calling across the ocean. Now it couldn't go nowhere. It was right here. And then you have billionaires like Bill Gates paying farmers to burn their crops to get the write-off and all those things from the government. So the transatlantic trade agreement, the war between the dragon and the eagle, began. Over 4 years, this battle went on continuously, a provocation, until the rate, the eagle raised the rate and soared higher than they should have, causing inflated costs in the transatlantic trade between China and the United States. And when they did that, the attack came to shut down the economy of technology apps that the dragon had created, caused addiction among Americans and other people around the world. Beagle, TikTok, all these apps, Snapchat. They began to fight in war because everybody was getting on the apps, driving billions of dollars into the tech city of China, Shenzhen. And all this money going into China, and as it's pumping into China, Donald Trump decides to start finding ways to hinder the app, and the app began to shift. The dragon shifted its foothold. It found other partners to sell to or become connected to or associated with in the United States and to establish themselves just like Alibaba did. But on this way, it's an app of entertainment. In order to keep their money flowing, they wanted to switch partners. We'll send it to you, but keep our name there, keep our face there, and we'll get the back end of it because our brand is on it. You own it. And you run it, but our name is there. So you're paying us for franchise. So he couldn't block TikTok, couldn't block Snapchat. WhatsApp was pulled off of some devices. And other apps, they were kicked out of app stores. Chinese apps. Started being racist towards his black talent on its platform. TikTok began to be racist towards its black talent on its platform, allowing white counterparts to come in and take and steal the talent that black TikTokers would do and minorities would do, and they would let them get million-dollar deals and endorsements while the black TikTokers didn't get any money. So they went on strike. And they stayed on strike. And they are still on strike as of today, hurting the TikTok algorithm because it is created to be inherently racist. So the transatlantic trade war reached a high inflated rate. Xi Jinping was so outraged, and the dragon spoke and said, I'll make him pay for it. And it was less than a year's time. COVID come running down the New Silk Road. And here it goes. He finds an agent to bring it inside of the White House and give it to Trump. And out of fear, they gave him everything they could to try to save his life, even experimental drugs, because he was scared that he was going to die. So death has come, and we've seen it last year. And we're seeing it this year. We're seeing it in the worst way, and ways that we have not been able to comprehend even now, that the level of death that is within the earth is more than we've ever experienced. But according to Revelation 6 and 8, it says, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death. And hell followed with him, and power was given unto him over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with hunger. Your next seal is that of hunger. The Lord spoke to me a while ago, and he said, the next seal will not be heard, but they will be seen. The seal that we will see next is that of hunger. And we are already walking in it. And if you don't believe me, go in your grocery store and try to find something and pay the same $2.50 that you would normally pay for a pack of bacon, go try to buy it now for the same amount of money. And watch you not be able to afford it. COVID-19 came in and it slowed up the economy. The world government was on a gridlock. And now we have a great resignation, which has nothing to do with people not wanting to do work and nothing to do with people not people getting money from the government. There's one thing that I've learned as a doctoral student in school now is that you gain access to a whole lot of stuff that everybody else don't have access to it because you're a researcher. So they just give it to you. But you got to understand that it has nothing to do with none of those things, governmental money, people being sorry, people being lazy, people not wanting to work. It has nothing to do with that. It's to do with how you have been treating people for years, and now they have had an opportunity to sit home and examine and learn and regain their wealth, their worth. Now they know what they're worth again. And now people are no longer settling to sit in environments that are toxic to their mental health or their life. And so in this 2020 alone, the great exodus of employees, millions of people walked away from their jobs and millions lost jobs as businesses shut down, went out of business, and no matter what, the government tried to send them, it would not work, and shut down. Big players lost money and employees. So as employees now lose jobs and those that resign, in 2020, 37.7 million people filled out and applied applications to the Secretary of State to start their own business, and their businesses have been booming since. This year, in the month of July, 400,000 citizens of this country put in applications to start their own business, and they are still moving. Canada gave the employees continual stimulus monthly, and their citizens turn those stimulus checks into businesses. Do you see it? So when you see the great resignation, many of these people did not resign automatically. They resigned after they were making the necessary income to keep their lives afloat. And so now you have people who have left the job, and now they're pulling away from their business. And statistically, the numbers reflect that they are among the black diaspora. African-American minorities are among the top people who have left their traditional slave jobs and have started moving in their black entrepreneurship. And because of that, now you have an employee shortage. Along with the transatlantic trade issue, slowed down ships and embargoes, then you have COVID slowing down ships. Now you have great resignation slowing down ships and not enough drivers. So you got enough ships now, according to data, that is in the ocean that can stretch from California all the way to Chicago, Illinois, full of your supplies, full of your food, full of your groceries. The FDA, Food and Drug Administration, suggests that there is no food shortage. And that is because the food shortage would suggest that there is no food in the United States or in the world. The truth of the matter is there's plenty of food in the United States and in the world. But the fact is that there is not enough workers to get the food on the shelves in time enough to feed you and I. And because of that, by the time the food gets to the shelf, its shelf life will already have passed. Some food will barely make it on the shelf, while others will struggle to remain on the shelf for a period of time. So because of this, there is a supply chain shortage due to a shortage of workers and a bottleneck issue in the supply chain. So it's all locked up in there. And so because the supply chain is trapped and hindered, and it's locked up in one place, this means that there is a whole lot of entrepreneurs who are wholesalers who order their stuff internationally because it is cheaper for you. And it is cheaper. You order stuff from other countries, it's cheaper to get it here, because if you order here, they got to do the same thing you do, and then they're going to charge you for ordering it to back taxes. Then you're going to pay that taxes for it sit at the port. Then they have to go through customs. Then after all of this, it's got to come to them, and then they're going to stick a tag on it and price it above market value. And something you could have paid 25 cents for and paid at least $10, $20 for and paid at least $5 in taxes or shipping, then they're going to raise the price high above that. So if you do it yourself, it's cheaper. So those who you own businesses and order stuff wholesale, order your stuff wholesale outside of your own country. I don't care if you do T-shirts, shoes, socks. I don't care what you do, clothes. You can have your own store. You can be one of those people who have become an entrepreneur in this climate. Order it wholesale. Do not deal with local vendors because the price is getting ready to change. And you're going to see inflation hit and around the whole European circle in ways you ain't never seen it hit before. But you'll be able to get gas. You may have to stop going by McDonald's. You may have to stop buying 70 packs of meat and do what you can do with just enough and know how to stretch it because of the price increase. So how does hunger come in? Hunger comes in because of inflated costs. Inflated costs. When you buy four items in the store and it costs you $170, inflated costs. So I don't know who needs to hear this, but go and order your stuff wholesale and invest hard. If you're trying to open up a store, a boutique, whatever you're trying to do, do it now. Don't delay. Don't hesitate. And order you enough to last you at least for 3 or 4, 5 or 6 months. You want to get 6 months worth of inventory. So by the time you get to your third month, you can go ahead and order more inventory that'll last you 6 months. It'll carry you for a whole year. And so if you continue to do that, then when we get ready to come out of this, you'll still be sustained, functional, have your wealth and increase, and be able to buy and sell and trade. And you won't lose no money. So when everybody else will be closing down and customers are looking for shorts and pants and whatever else you need, you will have it. I don't know if y'all catching this or not, but understand what the Lord is saying to you tonight. If you want to start your business now, the favor of God is here to do it. If you're trying to expand your business, the favor of God is here to do it. Because now, Lord Jesus, the web of the wicked that is laid up for the righteous is getting ready to rest. But you got to be in position. So we understand that hunger is the next. So we see in Revelation that there are fields among fields in one movement, but not happening at the same time. Happening on separate occasions. That fell on Satan, that death is already rolled on the next, and it's just a sequence. Watch the movement. Watch the way the letter takes you. And it takes you to, it tells you specifically what's next. So that tells us what? It's not over yet. Meaning that the pale horse is riding, but if you understand anything, while the pale horse is riding, hunger is on the way. So even if COVID lies out and all of these variants regulate and mellow out or level out, even if they do decide, God decides to level them down, hunger's coming. And with hunger, there comes painful death, sufferings of death. So you can't just sit and ignore it now. You have to paint a picture now and understand it. You go into a grocery store, you see it with your own eyes happening right now. There's not one store that you can go in and realize that you can't buy those 5 and 6 cases of water no more because the manufacturer has told stores, restrict them to only so many so that the rest of the consumers can have their share as well. You go to the store and say, do you have any more of this? And they say, no, we don't. We don't know when we're going to have that in there. Go in the restaurant and say, we don't know when we're going to have this back on the menu, and it may not ever come back. When gas stations shut down for the 24 hours, it ain't that they ain't making the money. They don't have the body. They don't have the physical bodies to actually run it. And because of that, it hurts them immensely. You need to learn to stock up on your essentials. I ain't even got to the survival of God yet. I'm just going to the foundation. You need to stock up on your essentials. Tissue, water, all these things. Get this stuff. Get all the stuff that you need. But watch this. Don't go in the store grabbing stuff like somebody that done lost their mind. You don't want to draw attention to yourself. You don't want people asking you questions. So don't go to your family and Costco and your BJ's and you got a pallet full of water and you pushing it out, trying to push it out the door, and you ringing it up separately just to make sure you can get all the water you want. By the way, you can do that at Sam's. Ring it up to the machine and say, D didn't even pay for that. Ring it all up again and soon say, D didn't even pay for that. You know, but I would encourage you to hoard items as if there's no people behind you. Because you take all of the water, then the saints going to be knocking on your door saying, we need water. And we know you got all the water because you took pictures of yourself on social media in the stove getting all the water. So you understand that you don't want to draw attention. You don't want to alert everybody else that's around you. You understand me? You want to do things in moderation. After you have gotten your essentials, then you need to invest into a hydroponic grower. A hydroponic grower. It's a hydroponic growth system. And if you get food stamps, you can get one off Amazon with the stamps. You go on there and get off Amazon and it'll be good. It's a hydroponic growth system that allows you to grow your food a different way. And you can buy the pods for the food. You have continuous salad and vegetables and all this stuff. Get you one of those, put it on your counter, and you'll have food in your house. If you live in an apartment, this is for everybody that lives in a community that does not allow you or afford you room enough to plant a raised garden bed. And you have the money that you can invest. So that means that if you have to hold off and not buy those jelly beans and potato chips and pies and juices and sodas and stuff for a week, you may not need no crabs. Buying a bushel of crabs and lobster, you ain't eaten lobster before, so you may not need it now. Save your money and go and do what? Get you a hydroponic growth system. And you'll be able to what? Grow healthy food. So what do you need in survivalism? You need a herb garden. These are some of the herbs that you are going to or should consider using. They're good with ailments and all these things. We go through this list. So you have neem. Neem oil, I'm going to tell you now, it stinks. It stinks. Oh, God, it'll run you and the roaches out of the house. That's just how bad it stinks. The primary purpose of neem leaves is to treat vital disorders or neuromuscle. And other benefits include blood purification and prevention of damages caused by free radicals in the body. It also removes toxins and treats insect bites and ulcers. The leaves have antibacterial properties that work wonders on infections, burns, and quite a number of skin complications. It destroys the microorganisms that lead to infections, stimulates immunity, and boosts fast healing. All right. You have Tulsi, T-U-L-S-I. Tulsi is known for healing properties of the mind, body, and spirit. It is used for curing cough and cold sores, a cold, sore throat, and asthma. Tulsi also helps in lowering high blood pressure and relieving stress. I'm not going to read all of it. I'm just going to read enough for you to know what it's for and how to use it. Now, understanding with herbs, you can make teas. You can make teas out of your herbs. So don't think that you get your herbs and you can't make them. You can make teas out of your herbs. You got the spearmint and mint plant can be used by breastfeeding mothers for preventing nipple crack and nipple pain, all right? It is used in common cold indigestion and gas. It can be used for healing ulcers. It is also used as a painkiller and for cooling skin infected by insect bites. Parsley. Parsley has ample vitamins, nutrients, and antioxidants, which can greatly improve your health. It also helps to fight kidney stones, urinary tract infection, gallbladder infection, and improves immunity and promotes bone health. Aloe vera. It is used for weight loss treatment for hair growth and shiny hair, asthma, stomach ulcers, bowel disease, itching and inflammation, and and you have fenugreek. It is for treating digestive problems and curing diphtheria and diarrhea. And unlike chemicals used in most of the shampoos, the paste applied on the scalp helps in long and lustrous hair growth and protection. If you got a bald spot in your head, women losing your hair, go find you some Dabar Alma oil. Dabar Alma oil. That oil is good for helping thicken up your hair. Lemongrass. Lemongrass tea is known for relieving digestive disorder, congestion, cough, stomach aches, headaches, cholesterol, lowering agents to help in weight loss, kidney functions, and preventing hair falls. It also has antidepressant properties, which activates the release of serotonin and hence reducing depression, anxiety, and improves mental health. garlic. Garlic helps lower blood cholesterol, diabetes, and expelling worms out of the body. And also effectively used to heal wounds and other common diseases. If you have high blood pressure, you should drink you a cup or a half a cup of pure, 100% pure, 100% pure pomegranate juice. Lavender. Lavender has the ability to relieve stress, reduce inflammation, and soothe anxiety, alleviate mood, or treat insomnia, depression, and restlessness. Rosemary. The leaf extracts are also known to induce soothing effect to alleviate muscle pain. It also boosts your immune system, digestion, hair growth by improving blood circulation. Turmeric improves brain function. It helps treat neurodegenerative disorders like Alzheimer's disease and stroke. Also helps in meningitis and arthritis. Up on the turmeric, a daily antibiotic, one teaspoon of turmeric, one tablespoon of ginger, one half teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and a half a cup of honey. And if you need it, again, I'll give it to you when we have questions. And these are just some of them. I'm not going to go through all of them. We'll be here if Jesus comes. But I'll go back through some on tomorrow night, those that I didn't touch. I want to make sure you get enough information tonight. You need a moringa tree, also referred to as the tree of life. It is good for treating inflammatory disease, diabetes, anemia, arthritis, and other joint pains such as rheumatism, allergies, asthma, constipation, stomach pains, and diarrhea, epilepsy, stomach ulcers, chronic headaches, heart conditions, kidney stones, fluid retention, thyroid disorders, low sex drive, bacterial and fungal, viral, and parasitic infections. One cup of fresh moringa leaves contains 19% vitamin B6, 12% vitamin C, 11% of iron, riboflavin, 11% vitamin A, 9%, and magnesium, 8%. Seven times the amount of vitamin C as an orange, four times the amount of calcium as a cow, two times the amount of protein of yogurt, three times the amount of potassium as bananas, and four times the amount of vitamin A as carrots. Marshmallow root tea. Marshmallow root tea. This is something for your consumption. One tablespoon of marshmallow root. One tablespoon of dried peppermint leaf, two cups of filtered water. Place all ingredients except one. This is place all ingredients into a pint-sized mason jar. If you have a bigger container, feel free to double the recipe. Pour cold or room temperature filtered water over the herbs and fill to the top. Place in the refrigerator for a minimum of 3 hours and make this before bed to allow it to steep overnight. Echinacea, and I'm talking when I say these herbs, I'm not talking about you go get the bags of tea and you go dip them in hot water. I'm talking about you go get the loose leaves. This is loose leaf tea here. Ingredients, 1 tablespoon of dried echinacea or 2 tablespoons of fresh echinacea. 10 ounces of water, and you can sweeten it if you want to. Instructions, bring your water to a boil using a stovetop pan or a tea kettle. Once boiling, turn the heat down to medium and add in the echinacea. Place the lid on the pot and simmer for 5 to 10 minutes. In using a tea kettle, simply pour the boiling water into a teacup and add the echinacea to it through a tea ball or a tea infuser and steep for 5 to 10 minutes. Strain the loose flower, root, or leaves from the pot and pour into a teacup if using a tea ball. Simply remove and discard the echinacea. Add flavoring or sweetness such as honey and lemon if you desire it. So what do you do when things get too high? It's too expensive for you. When you cannot afford simple things, such as cough medicines and cough drops. Homemade cough drops. 1 cup of water infused with herbs. Try using slippery elm, coat's foot, cinnamon, elderberry, and chamomile. You want to use 1.5 cups of raw organic honey, 2 tablespoons of organic unrefined coconut oil, 2 drops of essential oil. Instructions. Premix coconut oil and essential oil and dilute them to prevent burning your throat. Boil 2 cups of water and infuse with desired herbs. Use about 1/4 cup of each herb for a really potent cough drop, but as little as 1 tablespoon of each herb is effective. To infuse, pour boiling water over herbs, put herbs in a muslin bag to make straining easier. And let steep for 20 minutes and strain out the herbs or remove the bag. Pour 1 cup of herb-infused water and 1.5 cups of honey into a medium saucepan and turn on medium-high heat. Save the extra liquid and mix with equal parts raw honey for a simple cough syrup. Stir the honey-herb mixture over medium-high heat until it reaches 300 degrees. If you don't have a candy thermometer, this usually takes about 30 minutes and can be tested by dropping a drop of mixture into ice water to see if it immediately hardens. It should harden to the point that it breaks if dropped on the counter. You can also tell because the mixture will start to foam and separate. At this point, it is vital to remove it from the heat quickly so it does not burn. So you need cough syrup, coconut oil. There's your recipe. Because we move to understanding the need for different specific things and knowing how to survive. You got to know how to make and purify sustainable water. One of the things you're going to need is if you don't have a well water, you got well water, you're fine. But if you don't have well water and you need to sustain your water, you need to get you either a well dug or get you a hand pump well. You know, a hand pump well that you dig yourself in. You're close to water. Now, if you're somewhere close to water, then you can use a purifying system. One way you're going to do that is you're going to bring water to a rolling boil for 3 to 5 minutes and let cool before drinking. Disinfect. You can use household liquid bleach. Regular household bleach contains 5.25% sodium hydrochloride to kill microorganisms. Do not use synthetic colored face or bleaches which add cleaner. Add 16 drops of bleach per gallon of water and stir and let it stand for 30 minutes. If the water does not have a slight bleachy odor, repeat the dosage and let it stand another 15 minutes. The only agent used to purify water should be household liquid bleach. Household liquid bleach. The next thing you want to be able to do is know how to start a fire. You know all the batteries that you go and collect and don't know why you get them? You're going to need you any kind of battery and some steel wool. Some steel wool. Not only you need steel wool, but you're also, another method is having some aluminum foil put on both ends of a AA battery or a D battery. But you take a 9-volt battery and stick it to that steel wool, and it'll start a fire for you every time. Except the battery dead. Or you can go, when you go to Walmart, start buying $5 magnesium striker bars. Get a $5 magnesium striker bar, and you pick up one every time you go in the store. You don't have to go and get a whole lot of them. Just get one every time you go in the store. And so whenever you need it and you don't have access to fuel, you can strike it. Take the magnesium off of the bar and strike it. And there you have a fire. The other thing that to consider in survivalism is a ham radio. Like you said, I'm just scratching across it now. Tomorrow we're going to deal with the depths of it. You need a ham radio. A ham radio. And you also need a solar power hand crank radio. A solar power hand crank radio. Now, this is what I'm going to give you. It's not in my notes, but I'm going to give it to you. Go to your hardware store. And I need single women to hear me specifically so they'll know how to do this without there being a man around. Go to your local hardware store. Get you a pair of wire strippers. Should be a pair that you can just do automatically wire strippers. And you're going to get you some wire nuts, 2 or 3 packs of wire nuts, and you're going to get you some black electrical tape. All right? And so you probably go, what am I going to do with that? Anytime you have a cord or a, let's say you got an old radio that don't work no more, but the cord works, cut the cord off of it, put it in the bag. I'm going to show you something. Cut the cord off of it, put it in the bag, store it inside. Just cut it off, throw the radio away, and put the cord in the bag. All right? So now let's say you have a cord that doesn't have an end on it, and the device doesn't work. Cut the cord off, put it in the bag. What are you doing? What you're going to do is you're going to take, for example, if you have a light situation at your house where you don't have light, but you have, let's say, a battery, you're going to take the wires, top wires, strip them, tie them off separately, not together. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take a light, a light that go to Lowe's. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to teach you how to build a light tonight. Go to Lowe's, get you a cheap porch light, $5, $10 light. And you're going to strip those wires. And you're going to take the green, silver, or brass, bronze cord. Maybe gold, maybe copper, maybe silver. But you're going to get a wire nut, small one, and you're going to go ahead and tie that one off. Tie it off, push it aside. Push it over to the side. How do you tie it off and push it over to the side? You're going to use those individual wires that you cut. Those individual wires that you cut. You're going to use those, and what you're going to do with them is you're going to connect them. One buy one to the black and to the white. Maybe blue, maybe green, maybe red and black, maybe red and white. But you're going to connect them. You don't have no more than three wires. No more than three wires. But one of those wires, you're going to put a wire nut on, and you're going to cap it off. The other two wires, you're going to conjoin them individually. One wire goes into one wire, the other wire goes into another wire. And you're going to take the wire nut, make sure they're all pushed up in there, the right size wire nut now. So now because you're using two wires together, you got to move from now the gray to the bone orange or move to the yellow or the red, depending on the thickness of the wires. And you're going to tie them all together. Tie them off individually. Make sure that no wires are broken before you do it. Once they're tied off, you're going to get your electrical tape. And with your electrical tape, you're going to go around, not put them together individually. Go down the vein, the line of each wire, until it is electrical taped up, both sides, do both sides the same way. And then once you do that, you're going to take the wires. Once all the wires have been electrically taped up, you're going to take all the wires, and you're going to make sure that they are not any wires showing. All right? The next step you're going to do is, if you don't have one, you don't have the money to buy one. If you have an old battery at your house that still got a little juice in it, but it ain't in no car. Listen, women of God, it's not in the car. Now you can take bad wires, those wires, stretch them apart at the bottom. Remember, there's no plug there. You got a wire that there's nothing on either end. You're going to take those wires, put one wire, and you're going to connect that one wire, wrap it around one part of the cell of the battery. You're going to take another one, wrap that around another cell of the battery. So now what do? You have a battery-powered light bulb, and you ain't plugging nothing up in, and you ain't going to get electrocuted. Now, if you want to create a string of light that you can do that with, to have continual light, just in case a grid goes down, you don't have a generator, backup lights, or nothing like that, and you don't have any solar power lights, what you do? You want to create your own string of light system. Run you some lights, put them in a box, make sure they tape, the electrical tape, and they're wiring it off. Use all the wires. Save all your cords. Just save them and cut them. People are like, why you got all these cords? And just hoarding stuff. Leave that alone. And connect them. Run it, connect it. You want to run it, connect it. Now, because you're connecting 2, 4, 6 cords, now you got to look at your wire nuts. You got to go up a size. Go up a size in your wire nuts. So you can't let nobody stop you from surviving. You understand me? You can't let nobody stop you from surviving. I don't care what happens, who leaves your life. Listen to the word of God. Who leaves your life? What men leave your life? Because you got to realize that nobody lives forever except God allows it and they want to live. Not saying that the wife will go first or the husband will go first, but just saying that you never know what may happen. Maybe your husband is working out of town. Maybe your sons and your daughters are away at college and you're by yourself and your husband is gone out of state and the lights go out. The grid go down for a couple of days. No power. So at night, you have no light. You have no means of communication. You don't have a way to communicate and stand up to nobody. The same way that you can power, listen to this, the same way that you can power that one light, get you an extension cord. Let me show you something. You can actually, you can stand on the battery, but you're going to need a well-strong battery. That's why you need a battery booster, because after this you'll need a battery booster. See, your car is essential not only for getting you from point A to point B, but the battery in your car is there to be used when you cannot, when you cannot have access to light, when you don't have access to electricity, you don't have access to being able to power stuff on. You have a battery. You know what they use the power to sustain solar panels? Batteries that are the size of a car. It's your backup battery system. And so because you have a backup battery system, you got to understand that having a backup battery system in your car, say the starter don't work, but the car works. Car crank up. The car crank up when the starter decides to wake up. So you got a working car, you just got a lazy starter. So what do? You go and use the battery. You ain't using it anyway. You done got a new car. Use the battery. And you always have electricity. Always have electricity. I was going to tell you how to do the with electricity with the current detector, but many of you ain't ready for that. And I don't want you sticking something in the wrong place and be looking crazy at me saying, the man of God told me to do it, so I ain't going to tell you to do it because you may do it wrong. If you are not sure, then do not do it. If you are not sure, then do not do it. Take it to somebody that knows how to do it and willing to do it for you for free. Without further ado, we're getting ready to close here. Amen.
Do not do it.
Pray, Father, we thank you, O God, for your grateful mercy, your power and your authority. Thank you, O God, for keeping us and sustaining us even now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to bind us with an enemy. Bring us now, God, let this word be upon our heart, upon the tables of our heart, O God. Let it marinate in our spirit and our soul. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, your power and your authority. God, we pray now that you will keep us alive. We speak life over our lives that we shall live and not die. God, we give you praise even now in the name of Jesus. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. I'm going to turn it over to the hands of Minister Bradley, but if anybody wants prayer, want to be saved, come over to the platform. We'll pray with you. We'll pray with you and make sure that you, your prayers are going to have an intercessor with you standing beside you tonight. Amen? So if you're on tonight and you need prayer, start 6 and come over to the platform and, you know, we're not gonna prolong the time because we want to be mindful that there are people here that are from other countries, and we want to make sure that they are able to get the adequate rest they need to start their day on tomorrow, and desire to be back in church tomorrow night. All right. So anybody need prayer on tonight? Anybody need prayer? If you have any questions. If you have any questions, I want you to do me a favor. Write down all your questions for me. Write them down. And on the last night, we're going to spend time answering your questions for you, okay? Because we want to make sure we got a long way to go. Thanks to God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
But if anybody needs prayer, yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, man of God. Enjoyed the message. This is Sister Packer. Look, we had a colleague of one of our dear friends. Her name is Lakeitha in Greenville. That I heard the report that one of the daughters got killed, and she's not she's in critical condition. And somebody said the baby was thrown out. I'm not really sure, but I know they have one fatality, and I don't know how the baby and everybody is. But we are asking prayer for the Rudolph family, and pray for my family too, Prophet. God bless you. Just with the green gun there at a bad rate. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Anybody else tonight? Anybody else need prayer?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
This is Gwen, and I'm requesting prayer for the Work Relief Center, the Women's Work Relief Center in Tallahassee. I am asking for prayer for myself, but put my strength in the Lord and for my family. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Anybody else? Anybody else tonight? Any more prayer requests? Anybody want to be saved? Amen. I know y'all walking in these stores seeing this stuff falling off these shelves. Well, what is going on? You got, what is it, bacon costing $15 and $20 and $100 for a pork shoulder, long shoulder, and all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody need prayer? It's the kind of desire, God. When you see stuff going on like this right here, no matter how many, you're working 40 hours paying your rent and paying your mortgage and can't even pay, buy food to eat.
Mm-hmm.
These are dangerous times. You know it's bad when the Dollar Tree say they no longer won't be charging a dollar. They're going up on their prices. Somebody's going to be a dollar and some change now. Anybody else? Any more prayer requests? Amen.
No.
Amen. Father, we thank
God,
you.
This is Gwen again.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. This is Gwen again. I'm getting ready to try to start a mobile concession stand, and I just would like to request prayer that you lead and guide me, order my steps in any way I need to do this successfully, if it's his will for it to be done, please, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Have you ever, Gwen, wait before you go now, thought about doing it as traveling concession stand?
Yes, sir. That's what I want to be, a mobile concession stand. Like, be wherever I want to be, not just one stationary location.
One city. Okay. So are you considering the idea of taking it from one city to the next or one state to the next?
Yes, sir.
Amen. All right. Amen. I'm going to be praying God provide you with the permit to leave.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Anybody else? Mr. Bradley, anybody else on the platform?
Does not look like there's anyone else trying to come over right now, Prophet.
All right. We're going to pray, y'all. Father, we thank you, O God, tonight for these dying people, O God, who have submitted their request up before you. Father, I stand as an intercessor for them, O God, on their behalf tonight. God, you see what they're facing, O God, to the baby, to the mother, to the family, O God, the tragic accident. Father, you have the power to resist and bind death, O God, that it goes the other way. Father, by thy name, we speak life and that more abundantly even now in the name of Jesus. We send the blood covering and the spirit of Jehovah Rapha in the hospital right now in the name of Jesus. God, to those, oh God, that are sick, oh God, that among us, those that have sick family members that among us, heal, set free, and deliver even now in the name of Jesus. Bind the will of the enemy, oh God. Oh, Father, by your will, Jesus, bind the will of the enemy, God. And bring his works to now, Father, we pray for the work release. God, we pray for all prison systems now. Oh, God, we bind mistreatment of inmates, God. We bind up rape and molestation of inmates, oh, God, even in group homes, even in boys' facilities and girls' facilities. Oh, God, we bind it even now in youth facilities, God. We come against molestation, oh, God. We come against it now by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost. And, Lord, we pray right now by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost, even now in the name of Jesus. God, that you would bind the will of the enemy, everything that he's trying to do. Disrupt his actions. Disrupt his will. Disrupt, oh God, whatever he's trying, whatever he desires. Come against it now by your power, oh Lord. Strike it down. We speak life in Jesus' name. God, we pray, God, over Gwen and her family, oh God. Oh, God, you see the business opportunity. You see the desire. Bless her nephew. Bless her, God. We pray for favor, God, in communities and neighborhoods. We pray for favor, God. Oh, God, in businesses, oh, God. We pray, God, for favor, Father, with government, oh, God, that she will get the permits without a problem, without a hassle, oh, God. Even if it's a temporary day permit, Father, grant it unto her. Bless her indeed now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless your name, oh, God, for the power and authority of the Holy Ghost. We give you praise now. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless this line and keep it in Jesus' name. We pray now, God, that your word be true over our lives. We bind them with an enemy. Bind the head of bed. Cancel his assignment now. In Jesus' name. Bind and devour faith. Oh, God. In Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Into the hands of Minister Bradley on tonight. God bless you, woman of God. We love you. Thank God for you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, man of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. I tell you, people of God, so much information. Amen. So much good information. I don't know about you, but I have thoroughly enjoyed all that my ears have heard on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly our cup runneth over. Amen, Jesus, with the instructions from the Lord. Amen. By the mouth of the prophet. And we give God thanks on tonight, people of God. Listen, we just want to ask you on tonight, amen, listen, invite someone to come to the line on tomorrow night. Invite them to come. There is so much more, amen, information that we need. We thank God on tonight, amen, Jesus, for such a platform that has been put before us, amen. The man of God took us directly to the scriptures to show us, amen, what is coming and what is before us. Amen. But we thank God on tonight that the Lord has already provided a way of escape. Amen. Glory be to God. He's already provided a way of escape. So we thank God tonight again for all that we've heard. Glory to God. People, God, take these instructions. Glory to God. It was so much information that I know that you couldn't contain it all. Amen. You couldn't write it all down. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. But listen, that you were not able to write it down, people of God, that you're not able to retain, we thank God, amen, for playback. Amen. Somebody said playback. Amen. We want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast. You can get a copy of the broadcast all of the night. We'll send it to you. Glory to God, absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. So if you would like to have a copy of the broadcast, we encourage you tonight to get a copy, people of God, because we've got to be prepared. If we're going to come through these, amen, times of labor and sorrow, amen, we have got to be prepared to survive, amen, to come through, amen. Again, we thank God for the instructions of the Lord. Amen. You can, again, as we forestated, get a copy of the broadcast. Simply text us on tonight, 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. You can get a copy. Now, listen, glory to God, if you're not able to get one, amen, if you're not able to get through, amen. In your text, you can also text 678-608-7234, 678-608-7234. In particular, for our international listeners, we will certainly get a copy to you. You can text us via WhatsApp, and we'll get that information to you. Amen. Glory to God. Don't forget as well, you can, amen, go out to our PNN Facebook page, glory to God, and as well get a copy or to download and listen again to the broadcast. Amen. Again, people of God, we give God thanks. We give him praise for each and every one of you. One more, I'm sorry, you can also listen via podcast, amen, on the web. You simply go to Prayer News Network. Amen. Go out, www.prayernewsnetwork. Amen, Jesus. And you will there be able to listen. We thank God for our podcast listeners as well. Amen. We're just trying to get the word out, people of God. We are a voice, amen, crying in the wilderness. Amen. We realize that there are a lot of churches that are yet closed. Glory to God. But listen, heaven is still open. Amen. God's ear open unto you. So we thank the Lord, amen, that the Lord heard our cry. Amen. He sees the plan of the enemy. But we thank him, glory to God, that he's already provided a way of escape. So we thank God tonight, amen, for the man of God. Thank you, prophet. We thank God for you for availing yourself and your time to come and bless the people of God, as many as will hear what the Spirit is saying, amen, to the church. We thank God, amen. Listen, people of God, we take these instructions and live, amen. We can take these instructions, amen, and go through, amen, these times again of labor and sorrow. So we want to invite you to come back again on tomorrow night. Glory to God. Come back again, invite someone, invite 2, 3, 4, 5, a couple of people. Amen. Listen, again, we're going to be here for 5 nights. That's a lot of information, information that you can use, information that you need. Amen. Glory to God. The man of God hasn't even, as they say, touched the tip of the iceberg. Amen. There's so much more information that you need. Amen. And God has given it. Amen. And we thank God for the man of God availing himself to share it. Amen to you. Glory be to God. Look how blessed you are. Amen. Again, we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. If at this time, amen, we're going to release, amen, the platform to the man of God. Amen. We're going to be here for, again, 4 more days. If he, man of God, if you want to just kind of, amen, set some precedence for tomorrow or anything, glory to God. But before you come back, people of God, listen, we want to let you know we just had a little technical difficulty on today. Amen. The enemy really didn't want this word to come forth, but here we are. We have the victory. But we want to let you know that we will be releasing the platform for the seminar early. Amen. We're looking, amen, at least have the man of God up at least by 10 after or before. Amen. If we can get it, make it, amen, before by 9:10, amen, we want to have the man of God up. We don't want to tarry, but we want to, amen, make space, amen, to hear the word. Amen. Somebody's life is depending on this word. Glory be to God. So at this time, man of God, we're going to release the line back to you. Amen. For further instructions. Amen. And for the closing and the sealing of the line tonight. God bless you, sir. You have the platform.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. We thank God. Don't forget tomorrow, brain, be prepared for notes as we're going to go back into the herb list and some more teas and things that you can make for yourself and things like that. You'll also get things, like I told you, like tonight, the Lord just dropped the whole wiring thing in. It's not even in the notes, but just be mindful to be keen in your listening that you catch every little nugget that God drops, and those things that when I say it ain't in there, we start writing in. So that lets you know that God is speaking freshly to you concerning some things. Amen. But I want you all to know that God wants you to prosper. He wants us to live and not die. He wants us to be in good health. Amen. He wants us to have the things that we need. And you got to have what you need. I told the people of God this a while ago. I said, you need to go to your doctors, and you need to find out whatever you're on, whatever medicine you're taking, and go to the herbal store and find it in the herbal store and start slowly putting yourself away from this stuff. Because eventually what happens when you cannot afford it? What happens when you cannot get it from the pharmacy? And what do you do then? You got to know how to do what they did before this happened. Amen? So be mindful that a lot of information is coming. But just be prepared to write on the last night. We're going to make sure that you can ask all the questions that you need to ask in a timely fashion. That means that the last night may not be long, but it will be informative. But I want to give space for you to ask your questions. Amen? Without further ado, Father, we thank you, O God, for what has been said and what has been done. Breathe over this line, O God. Set the parameters. Father, you, O God, meet us here tomorrow night, O God. We come with expectation. Go beyond that which you've given in the research. Go beyond that which you've spoken on the pillow, Father. that which you've given in prayer and even laying out before your presence. Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, that you take us into the mysteries of the kingdom, into the mind of you. Let your people know, God, what is coming and what is going to be revealed. Oh, Father, show them, God, through your word. Show them, oh, God. In Jesus' name, we pray that this line be blessed and be covered in the blood of Jesus. Father, I see healing and life over our lives, that we shall live and not die, but we shall declare the word to the living God. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless the host of the line, the moderators, the staff. Bless them now. Every pastor, every leader that's on this line. Cover them under your blood, Jesus. Bind them with an enemy and bring us what's in order now. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said amen and thank God. God bless you all tonight. We love you, and we'll see you back here tomorrow night at 9 p.m.
Amen, amen, and that does conclude as for tonight. Amen. As the man of God said, we look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings unto you.
In this Jesus. Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.